Hey!
Oh my God.
Cool, you tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawson.
Never get home.
She sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Can you though?
I can't. Actually, I love that. I have trouble following that because sometimes I talk about stuff and I think it's not as really as interesting as my intro. Do you know what I mean?
But I still feel bad.
No, don't. I love the fact that you feel bad, but don't. It's very, very funny.
Okay.
Very funny. Right.
What have you got?
Last week, Mikey asked me to talk about sea monsters this week.
Sea monsters.
Which was quite broad, really, when I started looking at it. So what I've done is I've just picked a few mythical sea monsters, and then there's some things they're finding now that could be classed as sea monsters because we don't really know what's going on in the sea.
That might fit into the... So did you go through different kinds of mythologies, or do you find when you look at them all, they're all pretty similar?
No, they're not really. They're
okay,
not. I mean,
shut up, Sarah. They're
like,
not.
Like the folklore ones. One I zoned in straight away was the Kraken.
Yeah.
Which apparently... now, I thought that was all like Norse stuff and all that and Vikings and that, but it was first... written about in 1752, so it was written in a story,
right?
The Kraken, and I think they based that on giant squids because you get these.
It does look like a giant squid, doesn't
it? Huge giant squids. And you also get one in the Caribbean called a Lusca, which is the same sort of thing. That was never on Pirates of the Caribbean though, although the Kraken was. So
well, it's got a good agent.
And this one here, this is an Irish one. It's called an Assy Podoctolone. I hope you won't ask me to say this again.
Sorry, I just want to know.
It's called an Aspidotoctolone.
Aspidotoctolone, okay, all right.
And it's a gargantuan whale or a turtle. Now, straight away, I thought, what is it?
It's quite different, right?
Exactly. And what it would do is it would lure sailors onto its back, then drown them.
Yeah, a lot of these myths, it's kind of... For sailors to be like, oh, look, guys, it's all right. If you die, it's not your fault. It was a big horrid creature.
You could go out to sea and like mess something up, and you go, oh, this huge like thing came out, and like, we just managed to get away with it. Anyway, my favourite comes from Babylonian myth, and it's called the Tiamat. This is just the best thing I've ever heard of. It's a primordial ocean stroke chaos monster.
Hello.
That's just good in itself. Who created the cosmos by mating with the god of fresh water. if you want to pick a sea monster, that's it.
So a monster got off with
another
water
god.
And made the universe.
The cosmos.
The cosmos.
Which, I don't know what the difference between that and the universe is.
It made a TV show.
Yeah, that's really, really brilliant.
That's pretty great.
That's a real... sirens. That's another one. That's Greek mythology.
Sirens and mermaids luring poor helpless men to their
doom.
Watery graves.
I wrote to their doom because I thought that was like really in with it. And so that's the monsters. They're across every sort of culture. But then I started looking at things that could be monsters today. The Megalodon, can't say the first one. Giant shark from the Cenozoic period era. They reckon they're still about. They reckon like they're huge, like the size of Albert Park.
Because, isn't that the thing?
Not that big, but.
Giant whales and anything that can be that far down in the ocean, it's impossible to actually figure out whether they're there or not.
Because when they die, they don't float to the top.
Mm. They sink and they become ecosystems and they house many other fish.
What's happening is now they're actually, things are being washed up. And people are going, oh, this is like a sea monster. There was one.
This is a megalodon's liver.
In Indonesia a couple of weeks ago, 15 metres long. It looked so like freaky. And they're going, oh, it's a new unknown species, blah, 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 blah. They tested it. It's actually a baleen whale. It's actually a known species.
Right.
They found one in Russia, 2015. Washed up. It had a long beak and a furry tail. But that's all I could find out about it. And the manatee thing.
So whales have like very fine hair because they're mammals, right?
Yeah, but they have to. Yeah,
maybe it's just a really
I think the ocean is so huge and vast. I know they're finding bits of plastic everywhere in it, but there are still things we don't know about under there.
Absolutely. You know what
I mean? And my last thing on the manatees is they said they were the source of mermaids. Sailors would see them and think they were mermaids. And I thought about that and I thought, you know what?
If I was on
another planet for 10 years on my own,
yeah,
and I came back here and I went in a room and there was a manatee and a woman, I'm sure I'd be able to guess which was which.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's a bit rough. Your eyes have gone.
Yeah, but, you know, even if once you start talking to them, surely it'd like, you know, you'd...
Yeah.
But they were so superstitious back in those days. And that's where it's all come from. There's things out there that we still don't know about. How's that?
Absolutely. And the sea, what an amazing place to hide them.
It is a fantastic place. But the sad thing is, one last thing, the globster.
This is
called the globster.
A globster because it rhymes with monster?
It's a combination between a glob and a monster. They're these weird organic masses that wash ashore all over the world and they don't know what the hell they
are. Aren't they like the sick from Wales?
No. No, these are like really huge,
yeah.
Huge things. Actually, that whale sick and stuff is like really expensive.
Yeah, what's it called? God, it's not ambergris, is it?
Whale spew.
It's called whale spew.
Whale vomit. Whale vomit.
Is it ambergris or am I thinking something else?
I don't know, but yeah, it's really quite interesting subject. I'd actually have a look at it if you haven't got much to do today or tomorrow, whatever. Just
right.
Have a look at it.
You heard the man.
Very interesting.
One thing before we throw to a song that Rob and I thought was very appropriate given his topic today is, since Mike can't be with us, he can't give Rob a topic.
No.
So maybe you should text in and give Rob a topic.
Yes, no, nothing too bonkers.
Nothing. Well.
Well, no, more bonkers.
Asking, you shall receive. Yeah. 5395. Yeah. Text in.
Good idea.
Text in a topic for next week. For Can You Adam and Eve It?
No, we can't.
No, we bloody can't.
Can you Adam and Eve It with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.